I am broadcasting live here from the nation's capital on this National Day of Mourning as America pauses to remember the life and service of the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush. And, you know, we're joined now by former Virginia Lieutenant Governor John Hager, who has been a good friend of this program for many years and has interacted with President Bush on a number of occasions, both in his official capacity as the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, as a lieutenant governor, as a business person. And, you know, Lieutenant Governor Hager, I appreciate you joining us. A lot of people may not. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. A lot of people may not be aware that your son, Henry, who went to school at St. Christopher's with me here in Richmond, that he is married into the Bush family. The Bush family is married into your family. So I wonder how you are feeling this morning and if you can share any personal stories that might illuminate this National Day of Mourning for us.
Well, John, I'm feeling very sad to lose a patriot, very sad and mourning in the passing of George H.W. Bush. Mm-hmm. We all have so many memories, just like George Allen, of the president and of times that he had come to Virginia for supporting fundraising events. I remember well when he came for Marvin and Margaret's wedding, and he wanted to play golf out at the country club, and I was, I think, the president of the club at the time, mm-hmm. and so we arranged for him to be able to play golf, and he rushed out there, got on the first tee, and just barely touched the ball, and it dribbled about 10 yards down to the right, and I felt so sorry for him. But they had rushed him so much he didn't have a chance to get ready.
To even warm up.
But that was a fun memory. And, of course, I remember so many Republican National Conventions. I remember when we were in San Diego and you and Henry went to swim in the Pacific Ocean. I'm sure you remember that.
I do remember that. You know what? I haven't thought about that in a long time.
I was at all the conventions when George Bush was nominated, particularly in 1980 in Detroit, when he became the vice presidential selection with Ronald Reagan. And we were so excited about the ability to make a difference in this country. And I think Ronald Reagan and George Bush made a great team.
They did. Remind people of that period of time, because President Reagan and George H.W. Bush were rivals of sorts before they came together to form this power duo that wound up running Washington and representing the country for 12 solid years. What are your memories of how that all came about?
Well, that's right. I mean, the contests for nomination in those days were not nearly as strident as they are today. And while they had been competitors, I think they were all united in the effort to regain the presidency and to turn the country around. And so even though George Bush was a rival of sorts, when we got to Detroit, it was all come together, bring the party together, take the country back, and of course, we were coming out of those high inflation days and a terrible economy, as you might recall. And it was exciting. It was just so exciting with the newness of Ronald Reagan.
Of that team.
The team.
Yeah. How would you compare and contrast?
Governor of Virginia at the time.
Right, right.
And everybody was just really pumped up.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about the legacy of President Bush and about his decency as a person. Some people have used that as a way to try to insult President Trump. And, you know, I don't want to ever come across that way at all. But do you have any thoughts about the differences between the period of time in which President Bush served and the moment that we're living through in the nation today?
Well, politics has changed a lot. I think the big money, the big outside money has made such a difference. The fact that the parties are more polarized,
yeah,
and that the competition is just very vigorous, probably the internet and technology, which spawns social media, has had the biggest impact of all. And the fact that social media allows people to say what they want, whether it's true or not, with no policeman, has probably made one of the biggest differences between the old days and today.
Yeah, nobody has to pause and even think about it, do they?
Right, negative advertising on television.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you demeaned your opponent is not a good development.
Hey, I don't want this show to be like National Enquirer or anything, and I certainly don't want to pry too much. Have you spoken to Henry, your son? Anything you want to share about how the family is dealing with the loss of the former president?
Yes, I have spoken to Henry a couple of times. In fact, my wife is helping with the children.
Oh.
And they're very humbled and very honored by the presence of so many and the interest and true sympathy of so many.
Yeah, it really has been an outpouring. Thousands of people waiting at the Capitol last night when I was there, and still waiting this morning to file past the casket. And I really appreciate you taking time this morning to join us. Former Virginia Lieutenant Governor John Hager, live here on News Radio WRVA. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. It's always good to talk to you and catch up, and you do a great show.
Well, I appreciate it, sir, and I hope I'll see you again in person very soon.
Have a good day, and we'll see you up there.
Yes, sir.